Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Everybody, yeah. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Backstreet's back, all right. When in doubt, talk football. It carries the country. People care about what's happening in the game of football, even if it's not their team, even if it's not their part of the country. They're always storylines, and it's now become year-round.
I have some very urgent and important breaking news.
It's so much more all access, and people care so much more about every little detail, to the point where it's no longer just the head coach's fault. Now it can be the offensive or defensive coordinator's fault, or that, well, of course, it's always the referee's fault.
Not the refs. Everybody, yeah, yeah. Rock your body. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, rock your body, rock. Backstreet's back. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, rock your body, everybody, yeah. Rock your body, rock your body, rock your body.
It is that time of the year again. Yes, in fact. You're supposed to rock your body. It's summertime. Have fun. Get out. Enjoy yourself. Soon enough, we'll have to get serious in September. But into our summertime fun comes the NFL. You know, because I keep you updated. I keep you informed. I keep you abreast of the necessary intel in the sports world. Monday is July 17th. Tuesday is July 18th. It's how it works. I can't really explain it. It's math. Let me share with you the list of teams who welcome their rookies to training camp on Tuesday, July 18th. Are you ready? The Atlanta Falcons. The Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints, the New York Giants, the San Francisco 49ers, all welcome their rookies to camp on Tuesday. And they will soon be followed by teams like the Browns and the Broncos and the Lions. I know you're all about the Lions. I'm all about the Lions these days. Before the end of the week, the Raiders will have their rookies report. The Patriots rookies will be in camp. The Commanders. All the dominoes are about to drop. Training camps are hours away. Seriously. It is hard for me to process that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Already seeing and hearing your stories about suffering without AC. That is the topic on this edition of the show. And I do appreciate that our last caller, John in Houston, also answered the question of, would you pay money to see Messi at an MLS stadium near you or at a soccer game near you? I know here we are talking about our football, Football de Americano, but when it comes to football around the world, Well, it's the beautiful game. We've got the World Cup on the women's side that begins this week. So Team USA is going for a three-peat on the Women's World Cup stage. And then you've got Messi and you've got MLS. Actually, just got an email. I don't check my work email over the weekends because I need a break like you do. I highly recommend it. I got an email, though, from our friend Jesse Bradley, who's a former international soccer, pro soccer goalie. And he was our correspondent and our analyst during the Men's World Cup that goes back to last fall. And he's volunteered to come on board with us and talk about the Women's World Cup so we can get his insight and expertise. So I'm excited about this event. Feels a little weird in... it's not weird. It's July. It runs for a month from July 20th to August 20th. I do remember going back to the last World Cup? I guess it would have been in the one before that would have been going back to, 15 or 16 when Carly Lloyd had the hat trick in the first half against, was that Japan? Japan in the, and it was July 4th week. That I remember because it was all red, white, and blue and Independence Day and look at us. We are the best. And I'm a huge fan of Carly Lloyd's. She's remained relevant, but some of her teammates continue to play. Alex Morgan, for instance, Megan Rapinoe, this will be her last World Cup. She says she's retiring after this. Becky Sauerbrunn is someone we had on the show last year as the women's team continued that fight and then had the breakthrough for equal pay and equal resources with the men's national team. So they've been in the news a ton. Now is their opportunity to put their money where their mouths are and go for a third consecutive World Cup title. So that will come up later this month. But still, actually later this week is when the World Cup begins. But still, this is July. It's summertime and we're talking about football and a lack of AC and tennis, of course, and golf. And yes, you're going to hear from Rory McIlroy because he won. First time he's ever won on Scottish soil. You know, he's Northern Irish. He's Irish. And so the first time he's ever won in Scotland, we'll hear from him coming up, is the tune-up for the Open Championship. But honestly, with my apologies to Rory, my favorite moment of the weekend came from a guy who plays a different sport but was playing golf for fun. You'll get to that coming up. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Some of you weighing in on Facebook as well. Without producer Jay here, by the way, it's a long, drawn-out process for me to put photos up on Facebook. So I apologize for that. Jay, blew me away, actually. And I know he reached out to Manny as well, who's filling in with him. Jay sent me a text, a work text, on Sunday afternoon. Jay, what are you doing? You're supposed to be on vacation in Chicago. Enjoy yourself. And he was on his way to the Willis Tower, and he sent a text. Yeah, right. He actually did send me a photo from Wrigley on Saturday. He was really excited. He said to me right away, I need photos from the crown of the Statue of Liberty. So still not completely checked out, still keeping in touch. But I know he sent producer Manny a couple of things for work as well. So he's still thinking about us here on After Hours. Anyway, when Jay is away, sometimes we get a little loosey-goosey and we have a little fun. He doesn't like to miss anything, but he is going to be back in the next few hours. In fact, I think he flies back sometime on Monday afternoon. He is taking a couple more days off, but he does fly back on Monday afternoon. He'll be back here. And so we'll start to look ahead to the week and plan and all that jazz. But yeah, it's July. We're supposed to be, you know, having fun. Oh, speaking of fun and some summertime, what did you think of the homemade blueberry muffin? My first time ever making blueberry muffins, and I made them with buttermilk, so a little bit different. What did you think, Manny?
It's gone now.
It's good.
And I kind of forgot to taste it. Again, just kind of inhaled it. If my memory does serve me well, it was very, very good. Whatever recipe you did, you're a great baker.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Whatever recipe you did, you said you used buttermilk this time. Mm. Absolutely delicious. Just, it was great. It was great. The blueberries, I'll give you the silicone back.
Don't lick it.
No, I won't. I'll rinse it out.
Okay. It's fine.
I have manners.
I have to clean it. My niece a couple of years ago gave me these silicone Well, they could be muffin holders, but they're also cupcake holders. Manny's currently playing with his. Anyway, they clean really easily. And I've noticed now, I made cupcakes for July 4th and made these muffins because when Bob was hanging out in New Jersey, he made a recipe. Well, what he made was a marinade for the venison that he was grilling. And it is a recipe that included buttermilk. So he buys a whole pint of buttermilk to use a couple tablespoons. And left me with the buttermilk. So now I have to figure out ways to get rid of buttermilk. So my mom sent me this recipe for blueberry muffins that use buttermilk. It was amazing. So now I'm on the hunt for more recipes that use buttermilk so I can get rid of it before it goes bad. Anyway, the reason I bring up producer Jay is because I know he's going to be back from vacation. He's having a good time, but he's going to be really mad when I tell him that Manny was the taste tester. Yes, and that he missed the blueberry muffins. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Also, I can't really post photos on Facebook until he gets back, but I promise before the end of the week, you'll have some photos up on our Facebook page too. Okay, let's talk to Barry, who's in Boston. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I listen to you all the time. This is the first time that I actually called into your show.
Awesome.
But anyway, so from an air conditioning standpoint, as a landlord who owns, you know, a few two and three families, the most common thing that is left behind when tenants leave is an air conditioner.
No way.
Because, well, think about it. When people leave, they have an air conditioner in the window for, you know, many months.
Mm-hmm.
They only need AC in Boston for like 1 month.
Really?
Maybe a month and a half. You know what I mean? Maybe two. Mm. Just like New York, you know. And when you move out in October, November, December, you're like, I'm not going to carry that stupid air conditioner down 20 flights of stairs. Or what. So I have 15, 20 air conditioners. I go on Facebook and I announce every time it gets hot, I'm like, who needs an air conditioner? They're free. Just come into my basement and come take them. So anyway, as far as sports is concerned, I want to talk about how wonderful of a day it was. I watched my mother on Sundays. She's elderly. She's, you know, dementia and not. She's 87. So anyway, we watched the British Open, which was unbelievable. And then we watched the women's golf tournament in Ohio, which mm-hmm. was awesome to watch, you know, and just phenomenal. And there was an Irish girl, I don't know her name, I forget, sorry, who was at the top of the leaderboard. And then, but the British Open was won by an Irish guy. You know,
just to clarify really quick, it was the Open Championship is coming up this weekend. It was the Scottish Open, so it was in the British Isles, but it was Scottish. No, it's okay. It was a tune-up to the Open Championship, which is this week.
Okay. Well, yeah. that gives me something to look forward to. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
So the Scottish Open, which was won by an Irish guy, Rory McIlroy, which is awesome because both of my parents are from Ireland.
And then
the icing on the cake was we walked down. She lives three doors down from me. And we walked down and we watched the final 20 half hour of Wimbledon.
Yep.
And it was unbelievable. You want to talk about a celebration.
Right.
You would have thought that guy won the Stanley Cup and the World Cup and everything else all together at the same time. It was awesome. And here's the thing about tennis, okay? I'll leave you with this. Things are just different now. Like when you and I were growing up in the 80s with John McIlroy and you know, all those guys, Jimmy Connors, it was awesome to watch because they would go back and forth forever.
Yeah.
But now they have the composite rackets. and it's just hard from a TV standpoint. Tennis is hard because the game is so fast. The serves are 115, 20 miles an hour. It's so hot. Whereas when John McEnroe and Connors played and Martin Navratilova, they had wooden rackets. They were normal speed and they would volley back and forth and it was a lot easier on the eye from a tennis standpoint. Whereas now the game's basically like serves, like 120 miles an hour. How can you hit how can you hit a ball back at 120 miles?
Right, well, that's actually one of the great things about Novak Djokovic is he's an incredible returner. He actually does get to it. He's an incredible returner. And one of the neat things about Carlos Alcaraz that I noticed in this match and that you saw more and more when you were watching it is that he was learning to volley. He was coming to the net. Mm-hmm. And maybe not every time because it's unnatural for him, but he was using it. So these are the two best in the world, and it was amazing. They played 5 hours of tennis, and there were some long rallies, some really long rallies.
That's like running a marathon, and then – and then when you get to the finish line, you say, oh, you still have another 5 miles.
Yeah, no way. I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. Give me a gun, please. I'm good.
Good Thanks, to talk Amy. To you, Barry. Thank you so much. Right. Appreciate it. The only thing I would have to beg to differ with that Barry said on the call is that in the New York City area, now I live in Jersey, but New York City area, you only need AC 1 month out of the year. That is not accurate.
My air conditioner is on from June through about September. So
now this year, I will admit that Memorial Day weekend on into early June, I still wasn't using the AC on a very regular basis. But even before the heat and the temperatures became a challenge, it was the humidity. So that's the issue. There's thick humidity, and Boston deals with the same thing, though not quite the same heat, but deals with the same thing because they're right on the ocean. It's right on the water. Well, that's the same thing about New York, New Jersey. It's just the water and the humidity is. So, yes, I beg to differ. My AC is usually on from, I would say, straight from about mid-June all the way through easily into the end of September, if not on into October as well, depending upon what kind of Indian summer that we have. All right, let's talk to Vincent. He's in Pennsylvania. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jersey girl.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, for the last 10 years anyway, yes.
Well, I was a Jersey guy all my life until I was 50.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and I miss it. Well, the way to stay cool with no air conditioning is keep the inside of your wrist cool.
Okay.
Run in like cold water, wet paper towel.
Ooh. Boom,
your body temperature goes up instantly. It's amazing.
Okay, so you're saying maybe if I have some ice cubes and I'm really hot one day, I can use ice cubes on my wrist.
Well, you don't need ice cubes.
It sounds nice and cold to me.
You have a cold water faucet, you know, you run this under there. You know,
okay.
It's like, whoa, I'm cool. Yeah, it's great.
All right. I will keep that in mind. Now, I hope that I don't have to use that drastic measure at some point this summer, but if I need to. In fact, I should have tried that because we were out and about on Saturday, and I mentioned we were on Liberty Island. My college roommate and I, we were doing the climb to the crown, and it was 105 degree heat index on the island. Yeah, well, so I could have used like cold water on my wrists. I should have tried that.
I heard the crown is hot. Yes.
Yes, it is. Well, it's because it's 354 steps up, right? So you're already hot because you've made the trek up by step. There's no elevator.
You just walked how many steps?
Yeah. Well, and then you get up to the crown and they have a rule up there. First of all, it's a very tight space. You don't realize how tight it is up there. The security guard
I
said
can
to
imagine,
me,
yeah, I can well, imagine.
It's more like a park ranger. It's actually National Park Service. Park ranger says, watch your head. Oh, within like 3 seconds, I already banged my head. So it's a real tight space. But also, in order to keep people from sticking their phones out the window, because people come through, and it's not so much about, hey, you might lose your phone. It's like, hey, if you drop it from this height, you're going to kill someone if it hits someone on the ground. So in order to do that, keep people from sticking their phones out, they keep the windows closed, but they're really just little bitty windows anyway. They're almost like portholes on a ship. They're that size. And so there's no ventilation up there, as in none. Drenched up there in the crown. And these poor guys are working 2 hour shifts in long pants, long sleeve shirts. Oh yeah. They need the cold water on their wrists.
It's a crown on top of a big statue. What do you expect?
Oh, it's amazing, though. It was so worth it.
I know, but it must be. I must be. I mean, I...
Yeah, it was awesome. Good. I love views like that.
I grew up in that statue. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All right. Well, Vincent, that's a great tip. I will keep that in mind. Like I said, I hope I don't have to use it, but I'll share it with other people.
No. Well, do. It's a lifesaver.
All right, bye. Vincent. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. So I did what we got, and I'll tell this story maybe later this hour, but we got down from the statue, and of course we were just so hot, happy to be back out in open air again, and we went, one of the things that's popular on Liberty Island is they have homemade fresh squeezed lemonade, right? So they make it right there, and they keep it in these coolers with a ton of ice so that when you order one, it's a long line of people. They have a bunch of stands all over the island. When you walk up, they pull it right out of the cooler. They add the water to it, and they shake it up, and there's your lemonade. But it's like fresh squeezed lemons that are in the cup with the ice. Anyway, everybody makes a beeline for the lemonade stands. And when we got ours, we got down from the crown. Right away, we went and got in the lemonade line. And we were melting while we're standing in the sun waiting. But I could have taken that lemonade cup and, you know, because there was condensation on the outside and kind of put the cold on my wrist. But I didn't think about that. You know, too, when you walk around with a water bottle in the heat, it only stays cool for so long. You just have to drink it. So the plan was to take it up to the top with me and to have it with me so that we would have it to drink when we got up there. But within 30 minutes of being outside, it's already getting warm. So you just have to drink it.
I heard that if you wrap tinfoil around it, maybe that can kind of help keep the ice in there and whatnot. I mean, give it a shot. But again, like my experiences with water bottles, cold water bottles, the same one that you just explained. That
yeah, you unless
just,
you have a Yeti. Have you heard of Yetis?
Oh, I have.
They're great. I bought Jay a Yeti. Well, it's more like a big coffee mug. But Yetis are supposed to keep the drinks cool. There are some types of cold. See, I have one with my... For my coffee, too. Some type of, cold containers. They're like cooler technology.
Right, yeah.
That will keep. But who wants to haul this around, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
A heavy-duty water bottle, that's kind of a lot to climb 354 steps.
I've got one. I got a Yeti for my water, and I've got a Yeti for my coffee, too. It keeps it hot, so.
Yeah, nice.
It's very nice.
Oh, you drink hot coffee, do you?
It depends on the season. I don't discriminate when it comes to coffee. It could be
any
December,
kind of coffee?
And I'll have a nice coffee. It could be June, and I'll have a hot coffee, and just up to my mood.
Gotcha, okay. Well, he's no discriminator when it comes to coffee, and also just inhaled the muffin. Jay's going to be jealous, like I said, when I tell him that you got to taste the muffins. We'll see whether or not the morning crew is worthy. We'll see. Because I have a few left. Maybe I'll feel bad about Jay and I'll take a couple home and save them for when he returns. Okay, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'll do my Statue of Liberty story coming up at the top of next hour if you're still around or you want to catch it on the podcast. It would be the beginning of hour 3 once the podcast is posted. You've got us on either Twitter or Facebook. It's always good to connect with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Six at the 34. Murray looks like he's changing things up, talking to his offensive lineman. He's got three men wide to the left and two to the right, including Connor. So an empty set for Murray on third down and six at the LA 34. Chargers showing blitz. They back off. Murray back to pass. Flag down. Pass over the middle. Caught at the 20 and a broken tackle. Hop is loose at the 10, at the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
On the Arizona Cardinals radio network, it's familiar, at least it was for a few years, DeAndre Hopkins with a touchdown, and that one goes back to late November 2022. But we know Hopkins is on the move again, and I find this journey, this arc of Hopkins, to be fascinating. He is headed back to the AFC South. It is a division with which he has a lot of familiarity, remember, because he was traded out of the AFC South by Bill O'Brien, who I hope, if you're a Texans fan, you never forget Bill O'Brien. That was the start, it was the beginning of the end for the Texans, at least the Texans who were competitive. They have spent four years maybe, in no man's land because of what happened with Bill O'Brien in the final, half year of his tenure there in Houston. O'Brien decided it was a good idea to trade away DeAndre Hopkins, a guy who had a wonderful rapport with Deshaun Watson. Now, I know this is before everything came out about Watson, before he missed an entire year, before he was suspended. All of that is true. But at the time, he was the top option. Hopkins, D-Hop, was the top option for Deshaun Watson. Heart and soul, that connection was heart and soul, their offense. And so he gets traded away for essentially nothing, nothing good, nothing that was commensurate in return. And the Texans at that point started a downward spiral. They were never the same. He spends a few years in Arizona. At the time, there's a lot of promise about Arizona. He was there for the 2020 season. We all know that was kind of crazy, but he played all 16 games in 2020. He played 10 games in 21, only 9 games last year. So there were some injuries that he was dealing with. But in 2020, he was a Pro Bowler. He was second team All-Pro. He had 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns. And then in 21, while his yardage was way down, he had 8 touchdowns. This is a guy who spent those 3 years in Arizona after he was shipped there. But Arizona obviously is dealing with his own issues in large part because of the Kyler Murray injuries, the end of the last two seasons. And now he's back in the AFC South. I love this idea that the Titans are bringing him in, though, because although it makes you wonder what's going on in their brains, too. What did the Titans do last year? They got rid of their top wide receiver in A.J. Brown. They sent him to Philadelphia because they didn't want to pay him. Now, I know they're not paying DeAndre Hopkins quite the same, and it's a much shorter term deal. But they're bringing in D-Hop on what is a 2-year deal that could be worth up to $15 million in this coming year. You just wonder if they had decided to bite the bullet, to pay A.J. Brown, maybe they don't end up losing the division, falling off the map. Now, they had quarterback issues last year, too, of course, because Ryan Tannehill got hurt and Malik Willis is not what they expected. But if they pay A.J. Brown, maybe, probably, the Eagles don't end up in the Super Bowl after winning the NFC East, and the Titans don't end up fizzling in the final month of the season and losing the division to Jacksonville. I'm just saying, we can't go back and rewrite history, but it is important that they address the wide receiver core, the lack thereof. Treylon Burks, he's on the other side, so he'll be a second-year guy now for the Titans. And Hopkins certainly knows guys that are on the Titans coaching staff. He knows Derrick Henry. And actually, while people were giving him flack for signing with Tennessee, he was chirping about it on social media. And the last thing he put was tighten up. I love that. Tighten up. It just fits so well. So yeah, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Titans, was with the Texans as the D coordinator. But again, there's familiarity there because of DeAndre's time in Houston. I just think it's crazy. This, and it's not quite full circle because he's not going back to Houston. But over the past few years, the spiral with the Texans, right? So the not only the trading him away, the end of Bill O'Brien, that was the beginning of the end for Bill O'Brien, but it was also the beginning of the end of the Texans being relevant. The Deshaun Watson flap where they pay him to do nothing for a year. They end up trading him to Cleveland and getting what they want. But in the meantime, they have a general manager that a lot of people question. Now, we'll see how these moves pan out. I do love the hiring of D'Amico Ryans. I think that's the first brilliant, well, second brilliant move. The first brilliant move that Nick Casari made was trading Watson to Cleveland and getting a haul in return. So that was huge. They waited. They got what they wanted. They made out like bandits. I know it took them longer than they expected, but they did wait. They were willing to wait it out, and they got what they wanted and needed. The second move, now I hate, let me underscore, I hate the way that they treated David Culley and then Lovie Smith. That was gross. But D'Amico Ryans, former Texan, a lot of respect. I'm anxious to see what he does as a first-time head coach with the Texans. Plus, you know, they drafted a quarterback. They're looking forward to just starting fresh. And already the attitude around the Texans is so different. It really is different. The whole attitude and feel of that organization. But it is, I'm sure, a little bit of extra motivation. At least it would be for me if I'm DeAndre Hopkins and I get to face the Texans a couple times a year. Oh, yeah, I'm taking that personally. Even though Bill O'Brien's no longer there. But yeah, the Texans, they're in a much better place. C.J. Stroud, remember last year, Damian Pierce, what a revelation he was at running back. They've got some real nice pieces. They're still up and coming. I don't know if they'll challenge for the AFC South title this year, but I do know that the Titans should, and that the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be much improved in the third year of Trevor Lawrence and second year with Doug Peterson. Now, see, I could go on and on. Because you know what? Training camps open this week. I got to keep saying it. I'm still incredulous over it, but I got to keep saying it. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you have a brutal no AC story or a brutal story of suffering, though ultimately surviving without AC, the poor guys in our lobby are stuck down there in what are the most brutal humid conditions of the entire summer in New York City. It feels like a sauna downstairs in our lobby, and there's no air circulating because it's closed in, right? The doors are closed to keep the crazies out. The doors are closed, and those guys are wearing, this is their dress code, long pants, long shirts, and sport coats. I hope, now I know there's cameras down there, but I hope they're allowed to take off their sport coats because it was, oh, it was soupy down there. I felt so bad for them. So if you have a story about suffering but surviving without AC, you can find us on either Twitter or Facebook. And then my story, well, it really is not about AC, but it's about a summer adventure where the heat index was 105, but worth all of the sweat. All the blood, sweat, and tears, baby. Straight ahead. Is there anything Steph Curry can't do? Seriously. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
Obvious he can really play.
Boy, this is right at it if it gets there. How about that?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Steph Curry, is there anything that you cannot do? I like watching Steph Curry on the golf course nearly as much as I like watching him on the basketball court. We saw him in the match with Klay Thompson, remember? The two of them were matched up and were against the Chiefs in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And it turned out that the Chiefs prevailed in that match in Vegas going back a couple weeks ago. But we know Steph Curry has competed in some low-level pro tournaments. He's going to be a golfer in the next life, no doubt. Relishes the competition, and he brings the same joy and excitement and enthusiasm and craziness to the golf course, even if it does run counter to your typical golf etiquette. And I have a great example. This is the most entertaining moment I saw all weekend in sports. With my apologies to Novak and Carlos Alcaraz, an incredible match at Wimbledon for the men's championship, a stunning finish, five-setter, epic, all that jazz. Rory McIlroy wins in Scotland for the first time, a tune-up for the Open Championship. Messi is introduced to 20,000 people in Fort Lauderdale as the savior of not just Inter Miami FC, but the MLS. I prefer this moment. I just retweeted it from our show account. Steph Curry tees off on Saturday in what is this celebrity championship. Okay, so it's called the American Century Championship, and it's more of a celebrity championship. So we're not talking about PGA. It's taking place in Tahoe, and he's one of the stars, but he's not the only one. Aaron Rodgers was playing. You know what's really funny? Because Steph Curry stole the show, I saw no video of Aaron Rodgers anywhere. Marty Fish, former pro tennis player, Joe Pavelski, Dallas Stars, obviously one of the greats from the NHL. Annika Sorenstam, retired LPGA Hall of Famer, Golf Hall of Famer, and others like Tony Romo. He's out there too. So Steph Curry is teeing off on Saturday on a par three, and he sinks it, like as in splash, hole in one. He sinks it on the bounce.
Curry!
It drops into the cup. And instead of smiling, maybe a fist pump on the tee box, maybe a hug for his caddy because his caddy helped him with the right club. Do you know what Steph starts doing? He starts running. He runs. Now, there's no real fairway on the par three. I mean, I guess it's a blurb of a fairway, but not really. He starts running. So after he realizes that, by the way, he held his pose, he held his stick up in the air, like kind of like he does with his arm when he's shooting a three-pointer. After he realizes that the ball has bounced in and, in fact, is a hole-in-one, he books it down the middle of this hole, arms up in the air, running as fast as he can. You do not see him run like that on the basketball court. He leaps onto the green. He does a crazy kick. He runs by the hole itself and smashes the flag with his hand. He does a victory lap around the green and then turns and runs back down the fairway of sorts and back to his team, which had kind of followed him off the tee box. And so they're in the middle of the fairway as well. Now, it is a celebrity tournament. Again, nobody's really worried about golf etiquette, but I've never seen anyone sprint the length of a par three. I might do it if I got a hole in one too, but if you haven't seen it, you gotta.
He ripped. That teaches man some etiquette.
Right after he was telling Draymond Green, I just called him Draymond Green. This is what I do when I'm talking fast. Draymond Green needs to learn some etiquette, right? Maybe Draymond Green is his alter ego on the golf course because he's known nothing about golf. After that, Steph Curry takes off running, sprinting down a par three, and in the middle, he rips off his glove and chucks it to the fans. So he drops his hat, slams his hat down. If you haven't seen it, I'm serious. It's funny. I laugh so hard. So check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Now, he still had a tournament to win, but what a moment, a hole-in-one on NBC Sports.
How many aces you made?
That is my second one ever, so.
You almost hold it in the hole before.
I'm locked in right now, but to do it on this hole is unbelievable. Wow. Wow.
I didn't know you could run that fast that long. It's a little longer than a basketball court down
just
there.
Just a little bit. I was 140 yards, so not 94 feet. But, wow, I'll be out of breath for the rest of the day for a good reason, though.
There you go.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Congrats.
Curry! He is funny. He's the best, whether it's golf or whether it's basketball. I just love his personality and what he brings to the table. Now, as I say, there was still a golf tournament to win. And on Sunday, Marty Fish was leading the tournament down the stretch, and Steph Curry had to come from behind and actually was facing an eagle putt on the final hole.
He's in the hole!
He's got a chance.
Oh, it goes in! And Steph Curry is the winner.
Once again on NBC Sports. Yeah, he made the hole-in-one on Saturday and then had an eagle on the par five. Eagle on the par five 18th hole there at Tahoe. Beautiful setting. In fact, one of my bucket list items is to parasail on Lake Tahoe. But I've never seen it in person. I know many of you who listen on the West Coast, you vacation in Tahoe or you have homes in Tahoe. You've been there before. Absolutely gorgeous. Remember the NHL game that was supposed to take place in Tahoe a couple years ago? Well, it did, but they had all kinds of issues with the ice and the condition of the ice and the weather. Anyway, phenomenal moments for Steph Curry this weekend. And once again, who cares about golf etiquette, Gray Mondrian? He drops that putt, the eagle on 18th. He beats Marty Fish. And he then, like, once again, drops his hat, a hug to his caddy, and, like, sprints to his wife and gives her this ginormous hug. They're screaming. It was fun. It's good for golf to have a little life, to have a little energy, and Steph Curry is so good at that. So, potentially, could he have a career change in his future?
Have y'all seen those CBA terms in the NBA? Life is good in the league, so I'll be all right.
Meaning the players are getting rich. The rich are getting richer. And let's remember, I sometimes call them the old married couple in sports. His other half with the Warriors, Draymond, has just re-signed as well. So the core is staying together. Steve Kerr's back. And yeah, they got a good thing going. So I can understand why he's okay. He's okay with staying on the basketball court for now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Steve, who's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Steve, you got about 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I got an eccentric old uncle. Mm-hmm. He passed away about 15 years ago, so I can talk about him now. The way he beat the heat, he lived in a house that his parents built in the 40s when they moved to Lincoln. No air or anything. He would wear bib overalls the year round and would wear flannel, you know, the two-piece or the one-piece underwear. And in the summer, he would just wear the bib overalls and sleep outside on the bench on his picnic table.
No.
No air. He considered himself like he always thought he could take care of himself, but my aunts would stop by, his younger sisters, and cook him dinner every Sunday and do his laundry for him because he didn't have a washer and dryer.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was probably 10 years in before they quit using the pump outside and put a sink inside.
I mean, I admire that, but it's just not my calling in life to live like that.
No. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. Now, my house was built in 1951, so it's not much older than that. Or, I'm sorry, not much younger than that is what I meant to say. I'm all flustered now thinking about living with no AC and wearing overalls and sleeping outside. So my house was built in 1951, and I get it. It wasn't built with air condition. And the couple that owned it, they had it 40 years. A lot of times, older couples, they don't necessarily feel as though they need AC. But I know how hot it gets in the house in the summertime upstairs where the bedrooms are. I would never sleep. I would never sleep. There's no basement. You can't go get relief in the basement, which is what we used to do when we were kids. When I grew up in a log cabin in New Hampshire for a time, we didn't have AC, but my bedroom was in the basement, which always stayed cold. No, it's not that. I put AC into the house. Penny and I need our AC. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.